Okay, moving on. Harbor Master's report.
Cruise ship season starts next week, next Tuesday, I believe, is the first one, 950 people. And then it's going to be a little while. I think the 25th of right around 25th, we're getting the Queen Mary 2. And then after that, it's, you know, a bunch of the smaller ones. And then I think one more big one.
Okay.
And when I say big, I'm talking 2,000 people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's going on Tuesday?
The name escapes me.
Crystal Symphony.
Yeah.
Crystal
Symphony.
950 people. Yeah.
Okay, an update on progress of the ad hoc harbor plan committee.
So I didn't bring my notes from the last. Hopefully Dave can kind of help me out with this one.
I missed that.
Oh, you
did you go to the meeting?
Yeah, but I thought you listened to the video.
Oh, I didn't get through it all.
Audio. Well,
Ron.
Ron was there. If I missed something, chime in.
Well, go ahead now.
So last week at the committee meeting, it was actually quite a productive meeting, I thought. Mm-hmm. We introduced the facilitator that the city has hired, and he really focused.
Do you have his name? Do you know what his name is?
Munson.
Munson.
I don't know if that's right. Munson, maybe.
Musson.
Musson. There you go.
Musson. Got it.
Well, he's more than a facilitator, right? I mean, he's a...
He's a consultant.
Yeah, yep. And he's going to actually write mm-hmm. a plan.
Yep. He's going to take everybody's...
That's input. That grant money?
Yeah.
That was the grant money we had talked about a while back, right?
That was grant money I know that Julie Hashem had talked about specifically for...
Harbor management.
But a year ago it was talked about, right?
It could have been. I honestly don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I was just wondering if that's when it was applied.
No, we didn't. I didn't apply for it.
Uh-huh.
Would you like to know the date? Because I don't know the date, David.
No, I just know that I thought what we were talking about was when the grant comes, we'll be doing the something, you know, but. So I was under the impression maybe there was already the grant had been applied for a while back, not just recently.
She applied for that grant, I'm thinking, 2-3 months ago.
Okay.
So it was relatively recent.
Yeah, so it's not what I was thinking of.
Yeah, and it was specifically for kind of overseeing and writing. You know?
I think that was the woman that came in from Bar Harbor, and she was at the meeting we're
right.
thinking of, and we talked mm-hmm. about doing that. Well, and there was at that time talk of grant money that was available, but I don't know mm-hmm. that we'd actually.
There was a yeah. short time frame, if I remember correctly, that we needed to make a decision as to whether to apply for or not, and we decided not to apply for it.
It didn't seem like that time.
Well, I don't. It just seemed like there was discussion about a grant sometime in the past about for harbor management plan.
Yeah, I'm happy to email Julie to find out when she put that grant request in.
My guess is 2-3 months ago, yeah.
Yeah, specific and necessary. I just thought there was something in the works longer ago.
Okay. And we can check that out. I mean, when we change community development directors, everything kind of shifts
There was
morphs.
Nothing in the works, as far as I know.
Okay.
Before that, so.
Yeah, but I'll just.
Who's on that committee now? I know we bounced around a little bit, but I don't remember.
We've only had two meetings, and there's been different faces at each one. So it's, and I'm not good with the names because I don't know. I've never met most of the people on it.
So what happened with the meeting?
So yeah, back to square one. So with the meeting, it was really a brainstorming session on what do they want to know? What does that committee want to know for the economic questionnaire for cruise ships, right?
Well, I guess, I mean,
there's a name for it.
First things that came up were, you know, I think Ed brought up, and I furthered him on that, on the need for an environmental assessment
right.
of the harbor.
Yep. You know, yeah, some of the goals. Some of the goals.
Right. Of the harbor, you better know what's there.
Yeah. A lot of the goals of the committee. Right now it's Ed Glazier. It's an interim until, you know, after basically Mr. Musson sort of takes over. So Right now, they're really he's trying to hammer down what types of questions they want to ask during the surveys for these cruise ships. We're way behind the eight ball because cruise ship season starts like next week, and it's a very short season. It's only a couple of months. So, and this is our only time frame that we can do a survey for these larger cruise ships before the due date.
Is the survey for the guests that are coming in, or is the survey for the community?
Guests, business owners. What was the other one? It was three.
Community.
Other users of it that aren't cruise ships.
Oh, other visitors that happen to be in town that day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that aren't cruise ship passengers.
Is that just a one part of a bigger kind of economic study, or is it just a...
It's a survey.
I mean, there's a lot, so many factors. I
know that the questions are not going to be geared towards, for instance, do you want cruise ships, or do you not want them, or... anything like that. It's to target the economic impact.
There's been an economic survey going on this summer.
That's a whole different ballgame. That's by MDOT.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Because I've run into those people.
Bureau of Tourism, I think.
So they've been surveying cruise ship passengers.
Yep.
Can we use that as one arm of the... use their statistics for that?
I think that was brought up at the committee, mm-hmm. but I think they shied away from that because they want to, they want zero impropriety, because that's run by MDOT.
Yeah.
Okay. So they picked the University of Southern Maine to actually come up with the actual questions based on the brainstorming session on what we want to find out, mm-hmm. And then they're going to vet that through an internal process. And then I'm hoping that within a week or two, we get those questions at the next meeting, which I think is on the 6th. And then at that point, they'll say, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a great question. It'd be great if we could use all the data that gets collected. But we all know that that if you've ever taken a statistics class,
right.
It's so easy to skew it. So having it be completely clean...
They're trying to be as clean as possible.
...is this. The best way to go, because then we'll get actual real data. And
And I think they're going to use the college kids to actually do the surveys.
Yeah, internships.
I got a call. I did a survey the other night. Someone called me.
For what?
Cruise ships.
Who was it? Really?
Who was it, Richard?
I'm curious.
You'll just talk to anybody.
It was a long survey. He asked me a ton of questions.
You don't remember who it was from?
No. Can't remember.
Well, the one they have on the dark is a couple of pages.
But I could hear.
They're trying to make this less than 10 minutes.
Left and right. She told me they was only calling people in Rockland. There was a survey for Rockland.
It would be cool if you could remember.
Yeah. It's Richard. Thanks for that input, Richard.
That's where we spent almost 2 hours trying to come up with not the questions, but mm-hmm. what do they want to answer?
What you want, great. Good. Any other updates on the Ad Hoc Harbor Plan Committee?
Let me ask a question. Didn't he talk about possible stakeholders or something?
Oh, yeah, we brought up a couple of things, actually, stakeholders and the goals. So, what do you want to have in the harbor management plan? What do you want to look at? One was the environmental, a baseline, and then any tests out further to gauge the health of the harbor throughout whatever period of time. Obviously, cruise ships will be on there. Harbor expansion by private and government agencies. What we want to do with what the city of Rockland owns for public property. There was a ton of them. There was a few that caught me by surprise, mm-hmm. and I was like, that's a good idea.
Public access was one of them, making sure.
Right. Yep. And then, the other one was stakeholders, and that was a massive list.
Mm-hmm. Massive. Did the Harbor list. Management Commission get on it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. But it didn't just include City of Rockland. It was a, you know, regional ACL.
That's good, yeah.
You know, the cruise ship industry. It was a ton of.
Yeah.
It was not all inclusive, so yeah. I'm sure there'll be more added. And then they also talked about how, you know, procedure wise, you know, to be as transparent as possible. You know, try to get the information out, how we're going to put the information out after each meeting, so on and so forth. So.
I know in the previous Harbor Comprehensive Plan, they listed all of the businesses that are along the waterfront in the harbor.
And every single one that brought up.
Still fish canning factories. And it'll be so interesting to see how it's changed in 20 years.
Yeah. This one's going to be a little bit more in depth, I think, than the last one.
Did Wilson say when he's going to? Like, remember, he basically wrote everything down on a flip chart.
Yeah.
Did he say when that's going to get it back to y'all?
He didn't. I'm assuming by the 6th, when our next meeting is what my thoughts are. Yeah.
And who's his staff liaison? Do we know? Is it Julie or is it Tom?
It's between me and Julie.
Okay. Really.
I'm supposed to be administering the grant, but it'll be between Julie and I.
So. Okay. Other questions about the ad hoc?
No.